It is time to talk mobile phone coverage now on your county. And here with me, I have Councillor Don McKenzie. Hello.
Hello.
Now, mobile phone coverage is important for a variety of reasons. From a personal aspect, it's important to be able to reach your family and friends. Maybe it's social media that you want to do when you're on a hill somewhere in the Yorkshire Dales. But there's more important reasons as well for local businesses to make sure they are doing the most that they can. And we have recently had developments in North Yorkshire for improving our mobile phone coverage. Tell us about that.
Yes, well, mobile phone coverage and broadband are both in my executive brief in addition to highways and passenger transport. So it's good mobile phone coverage and good broadband connectivity are very close to my heart. As listeners will know, Superfast North Yorkshire, which is a North Yorkshire County Council-owned organisation, is responsible for spreading high quality or super fast broadband throughout the county. We're on about 90% of all premises at the moment. We've just awarded the contract worth over £20 million for phase three of that expansion, which will raise the total number of premises connected up to super fast broadband to 95%. But that last 5%, which of course we're going to be working on as eagerly as the 95% already secured with good connectivity, part of the solution for those, that remaining 5%, will be improved 4G mobile coverage in the county. And indeed, part of the solution to that has been, first of all, North Yorkshire County Council has appointed a program manager for mobile connectivity who's been working for the last year or so, working together with the main mobile phone providers, who are EE, Vodafone, O2 and Three. We've had extensive meetings with these providers and explained to them that North Yorkshire County Council will do all we can to assist them with making sure that more and more remote parts of the county are covered as far as mobile phone connectivity and especially 4G networks are concerned. We went to the York, North Yorkshire and East Riding Enterprise Partnership, the local LEP, also for money to improve mobile phone coverage, and I'm very pleased to say that the LEP has awarded us £1 million to continue improving mobile phone coverage in the county. Part of that money we'll spend on 5 mobile phone masts to be located in those areas where they'll give us the greatest improvement in coverage. Clearly this is an issue more for remote areas than it is for town centres. As residents of Harrogate and Knaresborough will know, if you've got a smartphone, most of these areas now are able to offer 4G coverage. But go out into the countryside, go out into the Yorkshire Dales or onto the North York Moors, and you'll find that that 4G coverage can disappear. In fact, you'll be lucky to get 3G or even 2G, and in some areas, of course, no service at all. And that's not good for business, that's not good for tourism, it's not good for safety of people that come here to go walking in our beautiful countryside. So good mobile phone coverage is important on so many levels, and this £1 million will go towards helping North Yorkshire County Council continue to improve mobile connectivity throughout what is, after all, one of the most remote and certainly the largest county in the country.
And do we know whereabouts those mobile phone masts will go?
The exact location, not yet. We'll need to talk to mobile phone providers as well where that location will be most favourable. But certainly in the last 3 months, the county has seen big improvements in coverage because of new masts and upgrades to 4G going up in various areas. As I say, mainly in the more remote rural areas, but certainly areas like Skipton and Borough Bridge and Helmsley have seen great improvements in mobile phone coverage. And those improvements people will notice week by week. They continue all the time.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to having those full bars of signal when we're out and about around North Yorkshire. Councillor Don McKenzie, thank you very much.
Thank you.